contrary to popular belief, the Lanikai pillboxes are not really pillboxes. The two concrete structures on Kaiva Ridge were built during World War II to be observation stations and not sites for defensive armaments. But it wasn't until the 1980s that this trail got any attention.
In the late 80s, a guy was going to build a house up there.
Right where the pillbox is.
The top pillbox, yep. So that's when we in the Lanikai Association swung into action, because we wanted this to be for people of Hawaii.
Longtime Lanikai resident Tom Chastar was one of the lawyers who helped halt development. The state condemned the property and added it to its trail inventory. Chastar is now president of the Lanikai Community Association. I recently joined him for a quick afternoon hike.
It's usually a little easier to take the rope.
I gotta invest in a lavalier mic.
For a relatively short hike, you can see all the way down to Makapu and all the way up to Laie Point.
Spectacular views in less than 15 minutes is like striking hiking gold. But for trailhead communities like Lanikai, the increased traffic, litter, erosion, and so on need to be addressed.
We live in Hawaii, right? We want people to come and enjoy themselves, and we want people to also to experience where we live, and we want to share that. But at some point, we have to be cognizant of the impact on our communities as well.
Aaron Lowe oversees the state's Nalahele Trails and Access Program under the Department of Land and Natural Resources.
In the last 10 years, we've seen a drastic increase in use. So that increased use has obviously caused a fair amount of problems because you don't have the facilities for that type of use in place. So parking or bathroom.
He says growing community concerns prompted further action. Lowe has been working with a contractor since January to gather public input in developing a trail management plan for the 1.25-mile hike.
There are opportunities within the management plan to make the trail safer and better, but it's challenging because you don't have the ability to put a parking lot anywhere close or have bathroom facilities, but they're looking at all the potential solutions.
The Lanikai Community Association has been working closely with the contractor.
We are really thankful that the state has undertaken this opportunity to attempt to manage this trail. And hopefully this will be a model for other parts of the state.
People are really enjoying themselves on these trails and having a good time. And if we can figure out to make it work so that there are no negative impacts to the community or to the environment, then that's really the end goal and the objective at the end of the day.
Lowe says once the plan is complete, the next challenge will be justifying a budget allocation for improvements from the state legislature. Kuvei Hirishi, HPR News.